538, 730 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Emily Miller, senior editor of the opinion pages here at the Times, and she is smoking hot. But wait a minute, that could be perceived as sexual harassment. That's right. No, she's upset over smoking or something like that. Hi, Emily.
Yeah, we don't want to be careful of sexual harassment right now.
Yeah, no kidding. One of the things you've written about is Bob Schieffer and you know, the whole Herman Cain, the campaign ad that was on the internet that received all kinds of attention because Mark Block was smoking a cigarette.
Yep. Well, so Herman Cain, who was on Fox News, Face the Nation, CBS's Face the Nation this Sunday, Bob Schieffer is the host. Bob Schieffer asked him one question about his campaign, a second question about the 999 plan, and then six questions about his campaign ad, which it's not even on TV, it's on the internet, with his campaign manager, Mark Block, smoking a cigarette at the end.
Yeah.
Six questions. I mean, Bob Schieffer is obsessed with smoking. He's a former smoker who got lung cancer, which is his own fault. But he has taken his campaign to his show, to the network, and uses his time to berate Republicans who smoke, or in Mr. Cain's case, has never smoked, but has an ad on the internet in which his campaign manager takes a puff of a cigarette.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting. So much was you know, talked about, this ad was talked about, that over a million people went there and checked it out. And from what I understand, about 3 million people have seen this ad now as a result, probably more than that by now, as a result of the focus on one guy taking a drag of a cigarette at the end of the commercial.
And I love it because what people love about this ad, and if anyone hasn't seen it, you gotta, I mean, I've watched it several times, the minute long. It's just, you know, not even so much what he says, Block says about Cain, and he's just expressing that this is a different kind of campaign. This is a new.
Emily, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, I lost you there for a second.
Oh, okay. So yeah. We're still good. Well, the thing is, what this ad makes the fine point that Herman Cain is not your standard kind of candidate. By the end, the campaign manager, who is a smoker and who filmed this ad outside of their office building, just takes a drag, and it's really funny. It's clever. And there's also this little, I love the part at the end where they show Herman Cain and then he breaks into this big grin. You know, you just, and that's why people love this ad, you know, is just like, it's not PC. It's not carefully pulled and focus grouped. It's just cool and fun and natural. And so Bob Schieffer and his anti-smoking campaign is completely out of control. The thing is, though, he only focuses on Republicans because he did the same thing. And I just want to keep adding that Herman Cain doesn't smoke.
I know.
He's never smoked. I mean, the man's getting such a bad rap for this. He's not a smoker. But and then, you know, Schieffer forced Cain to make this PSA, basically, on his show. He kept saying, why don't you tell people it's not good to smoke? Why don't you tell them? And Herman Cain's like, I'll do it anytime. And Schieffer's like, do it now.
You know what's so bizarre about that? There is not one human being on the planet that doesn't know that, you know, everyone knows smoking is not good for you. Everyone knows that smoking can kill you. It's a choice. But you know what? Schieffer wasn't alone. I got Tom Brokaw on the Sunday show, too. Listen to this.
Yep.
I must say, on the Cain thing, I was stunned by that ad that he did with his campaign manager ending up smoking a cigarette, which, in my judgment, is one of the great health hazards in America in terms of lethal diseases and also the cost of it all. I think that maybe 999 stands for you got 9 months to live with lung cancer, 9 months to live with emphysema, 9 months to live with coronary artery disease. I can't imagine why they thought that was an effective image.
Yeah, I can't imagine. But I don't hear you. I don't hear you, Tom. I don't hear you, Bob, standing up and saying, you know, Hollywood has got to get it out of movies. You know,
exactly.
you got to get smoking off TV. No.
I mean, CBS shows. Yeah. Absolutely put all the CW, the CBW network, which is owned by Viacom, which is a CBS, part of the CBS network, has more children smoking than any other network.
Of course.
So, but Bob Schieffer is not going after his paycheck, and Tom Brokaw is not going after who signs his, you know, their multi-million dollar paychecks. They're going after Republicans. It's only Republicans. Before they did this to Cain, who, I have to say again, is not a smoker. Before they attacked him, they went after Boehner, Speaker of the House, who is a smoker, admits to being a smoker, and is like, he keeps going on these Sunday shows, and they berate him for his smoking. It's none of their business. John Boehner is a grown man who knows all the health hazards, fully aware of them, chooses to smoke. It's his decision, nobody else's. And there's no reason that that man cannot go on network television and get berated by these liberal hosts. So they did it to him, Schieffer did it to him about a year ago, and right before the election, right before the huge 2010 election, wave election, John Boehner's about to be...
Lost you again.
I'm on a hard line. What's with you guys today?
I don't know. I don't know. Is it we lose you for like, I don't know, 15 seconds, and then all of a sudden you're back. It's magic. But anyway.
Well, we're all talking hard lines, so I do think that might be the CIA.
Or the smoker. Or the smoking police. That's it.
Yeah, it's probably Bob Schieffer. Like, he sends signals through my phone.
Listen, we'll let you go. We'll talk later. We'll talk tomorrow, right. As a matter of fact.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. See you, Emily.
Bye-bye.
Emily Miller, senior opinion page editor here at the Washington Times. Yes, she was steaming over this whole Bob Schieffer taking off after, Herman Cain, his campaign, his what does he go by? Chief advisor or something? Mark Block? I don't know. I forget. He's got a different title than a campaign manager, but for all intents and purposes, that's what he is. But Tom Brokaw going after the smoking angle. And she's right. They went after Boehner, but they didn't really go after Obama when Obama was still sneaking cigarettes at the White House. They were very, very gentle with him regarding the issue. So it is a two-way street.